Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
All right, all right. You're live on BWD Radio with me, your host. Who else? Ms. B. You can call, listen in, hit the digits 347-237-4501. Or if you have our mobile app or you need to download it if you want to listen live. Yes, you do. I do have a gospel recording artist, singer, songwriter, and worship leader, Isabella. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Miss V. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you. Thank you so much for asking. Definitely, I know we've been looking forward to this interview, and I know you're out of the UK, and it's a little late there, so I'm going to try to move this along for you.
okay.
I do have your latest single titled Jesus Is Here, so I have that ready,
yeah.
And before you leave, we'll go ahead. So I'm going to go ahead and jump in. I kind of gave it away a little bit, but let us know where you're originally from and where you are now.
Well, originally I'm Nigerian, and I live in the UK. I live in London, and I've lived here for about 18 years now.
Okay, and tell us how you started out when your musical journey, when it began, and what inspired or motivated you to begin the pursuit of a career in music?
Do you know what, Ms. V? I actually didn't plan to become a singer or a recording artist. It was just all divinely orchestrated. I've always loved music, but, you know, for me, ministry is not really about music. It's bigger, much bigger and wider than music. So when I got born again in 1996, I mean, before then, I loved music, as I said, and actually I loved church music, although I wasn't a Christian in the way of born-again Christian. But every time I would step into a church, I would just break down in tears. It was that embarrassing every time I heard what I used to call church music. It just did something to me, to my heart. At the time, I didn't realize what it was, but later on, I came to realize that that was the call of God upon my life, and there was just something that tugged at my heart every time I heard the music. But anyway, and I've always written stories, written songs. So as soon as after I got born again in the church, once in a while I was allowed to sing a solo, sing a special number. I wasn't a member of the choir or anything. And so that's how we started. And I remember after getting born again in 1996 that the Lord spoke to me specifically. You know, it's just one of them things that you know. Although I was a very young Christian, I knew that, you know, it wasn't me imagining things. He told, you know, the impression in my heart was so strong about the music ministry. But at the time, I was such a novice. I had no idea. I didn't go to music school, never went for voice training, didn't have a clue what a key was. So for me, at the time, you know, the vision the Lord showed me, the thing he told me was so big, so huge. And I thought, how is this ever going to happen? And actually, I did mention it to someone, and a musical director at the time, and I remember he just laughed and said, wow, you got a long way if that's what the Lord is actually speaking to you. But yeah, so this was back in 1996-97, and I didn't step into the studio to record my first album until 2009, so that's about 13 years after the Lord spoke to me. But in that interim period, I was a member, you know, I was being trained. That's the way to explain it. You know, in the church, I was serving, I became a worship leader, and I began to understand the things of the Spirit. And I began to grow in the Lord. So, hey, that's how I stepped in. So I never really set out to say, you know, I'm not one of those people that was dreaming, oh, when I grow up, I'm going to be, a big star or anything like that.
Sometimes
the Lord called me and I answered yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's always the best way for it to happen. Absolutely. Now, as a prelude to your upcoming sixth studio album, scheduled to drop in November of this year, you released the official music video for Jesus Is Here. What inspired the video's sights, the sounds, the overall concept of the video?
You know, we just wanted something simple, something, you know, something that represented the song in the sense of, you know, God is everywhere. Jesus is here. So anyone that's seen the video would see we used a lot of nature. There was a sort of a grand kind of scene, like a country home and things like that. We just tried to keep it as close to nature as possible. So you would see the stream or the river, and you would see, you know, trees, greeneries, and things like that. So we just thought, you know, the best way to represent Jesus is here is really, you know, he's the creator of all things, and we tried a lot to show nature. And, you know, what can I say? For me, that song, you know, people often say to me, well, when you say Jesus is here, what does that mean to you? And I said, to me, that's my reality. You know, he is my reality. I see him, not physically, but I see him in everything. I hear him. I sense him. So wherever I go, I'm conscious that Jesus is there. And that's just me expressing that through a song.
Now,
hello?
Being highly... Yes, I'm here. I was processing. And that means I was in agreement. I was processing. And being highly respected for your prolific songwriting skills, what can the listeners expect from your upcoming albums, storytelling throughout, as well as how will your new album stand apart from your previous works?
Wow, that's an interesting question, because really I think in everything in life there's a process, it's a growth, you know. And for me, looking back and listening back to my first album, for example, I can see progress. I can see a lot of growth, even not just about the songwriting skills, which, you know, I thank God it's a gift from him, and I cannot take the glory for it. So it's not my gift, it's his, he's given it to me. And I'm better at articulating myself, at telling a story. But even then, I think even in the production of the songs, I've sort of learned learned to hear, to listen out for what I hear in the spirit. So the way the producer has interpreted it, if it's not the right thing, I'm bold enough and I'm confident enough to say, actually, that's not what I heard in my spirit. Can you do this? Can you do that? And I'm very blessed that I've worked with a producer that interpreted every single song so well. As I say, it's not most of my songs, and people that have listened to my songs will know one, the thing that stands out about the songs is the intimacy. It's very personal. My songs are usually quite personal, and they're songs that you would use for worship in your personal, intimate time with the Lord, because for me, it's in the place of prayer, in the place of intimacy, that those songs were birthed or born. So, for me, it's a two-way conversation. It's me singing to the Lord, and sometimes it's the Lord singing through me, to me, and to others. So how is it different? I think I'm going to have to leave that up to the listeners, you know, to tell me. But I just personally, I in myself sense that I've grown, you know, spiritually, in the songwriting, and actually even in my ear for music, the musicality of it. You know, when I started, it was different because I felt if the Lord gave me a song, it was just, you know, put all the words in. Now I'm looking out as I'm growing, I'm thinking, right, if someone's going to worship with this song, you know, I don't want to overcomplicate it. Keep it simple, well, as simple as possible, so that people... so that others can just worship with it as well. It's not just me. So, yeah, it's things like that.
Yeah.
But I thank God because all the songs have been inspired by the Holy Spirit, and I believe that, you know, all the songs are there to be a blessing to the body of Christ and even to people who don't know him, to get to know him. So for me, I mean, that's the bottom line.
Absolutely, and I think really that standing apart is pretty much whatever is going on at that particular time, as you had started to say, you know, of your walk with God. You know what I mean? And
yes, absolutely.
You know, the actual relationship that, you know, that you're in, but it's an ever growing. You grow as an artist, as a writer. It's kind of like perfecting your craft, but you're always going to grow. Yes, you're always going to grow. You're not going to just perfect your craft and then just, you know, you're always going to grow. Absolutely.
Yeah. I agree totally.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as a vocalist, writer, a worship leader, and one of the most highly demanded African music ministers, please share some of your, because you have quite a few, but share with us some of your most memorable achievements or accomplishments, if you will, as a recording artist.
Oh, wow. You know, in terms of achievements, accomplishments and things like that, you know, there's a lot of accolades and awards and stuff that go with that. But I try not to focus on those things because at the end of the day, the motive behind what I do, I don't do them for awards or accolades. I do them purely from the love I have for God and for the passion I have for ministry, you know, to introduce him to others, for there to be deliverance, healing, salvation, and all of that. And so for me, to be honest, for me, the things that stand out in ministry, there's nothing more precious than the presence of the Holy Spirit. I know some people will say, well, you're sounding spiritual, but that's my reality, and that's what I stand for. For me, for every time I stood, whether it's in the UK, whether it's in another country, you know, wherever I've gone to minister, and I've really witnessed and experienced, like I went to Amsterdam last month, and the presence of God was so powerful. And it's those moments for me, those are the real moments of ministry. And for me, that's, it's not even, I can't call it an achievement, but for me, it's such an honor, you know, to think that I would open my mouth and the Holy Spirit would begin to, you know, honor the words of the Lord with signs and wonders following. So for me, it's not about awards. I mean, they're good. It's good to have the awards, which there have been quite a number of them, because it encourages me, tells me that what I'm doing is a blessing to people, and people respect, you know, and accept what I bring to the table. Appreciate is more the word. Appreciate what I bring to the table. That's very encouraging. But without the awards, I would be doing what I'm doing. Without anything else, if I never had to collaborate with anyone or do anything, as long as I'm in partnership with the Holy Spirit, I'm fine.
Oh, absolutely. 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 Who were some of your musical influences, you know, growing up? And who inspired you to be versatile?
Do you know what? When I was growing up, oh my goodness, I was such a fan. That's what I would call it. I was such a fan of Whitney Houston. I owned all her, you know, growing up, even in Africa, because I grew up in Nigeria. But the heart, you know, because, you know, the Bible says deep calls unto deep. There are certain things that it doesn't have to be about church music, but if it's something that comes from the heart, it just speaks to your heart. And to me, growing up around songs from Whitney Houston, even from Anita Baker, Luther Vandross. You know, it wasn't Christian. They weren't really, growing up, I didn't really listen to Christian music because I wasn't a Christian in that sense. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have Christian influence in that way.
Right.
So, you know, although I'd heard of C.C. Winans, but growing up, I wasn't really, you know, it was the mainstream songs that were played on radios and stuff that I listened to. So those were, I mean, Whitney Houston, I was such a big fan growing up. I used to listen to all her songs, and I used to even sing them. Even after I got born again, I took one of her songs, and I don't know whether I should be saying this on radio or not, but I changed the words and I sang it in church. That was years and years, like 17, 18 years ago. So, yeah.
I think we've all kind of done a little something like that.
Yeah. Those were the kind of songs that I listened to growing up. And you know, I loved them.
That's, I would have to say, that is the number one answer. That just goes to show you how inspirational of a person that was. It's such a shame that, you know, she had to go in the direction she did. But anyway,
I know.
Not go there. That is so sad that, you know, that she had to go in that direction, you know. But go ahead, let us know. I don't want to run out of time. Go ahead and let us know where we can go and get your music, current, past.
All my albums are on iTunes. The usual suspects, all the online music stores, Amazon, you know, CD Baby, all the usual suspects. People can go to my website, which is isabellamelodies.com. And if anyone, you know, wants to contact me, they can send me an email. But the songs, you know, my albums, as I said, I have five albums, and the sixth one will be out on the 7th of November, and again will be available on iTunes. Just search for Isabella, and there are a lot of Isabellas, so you might want to search for Isabella Melody.
I know. I kind of fat fingered that one. I'm so glad you said something though, because I immediately deleted it and reposted it. Oh my goodness! I'm just so glad I didn't do that like anywhere else, because you know that was the point I was starting to, you know, go into my promo spaz mode, you know.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Well, you know, it's definitely been a pleasure. Is there anything that you know that we may not have covered that you may want to share with us? Any happenings or other projects?
Well, yes, I'd like to mention a couple of things. One is I do have a book on worship. I have written a book which was actually forwarded by the American worship leader, Terry McCallman. My book is titled The Worshipper After the Father's Heart. And again, it's available in all the sort of online bookstores, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes and Noble. So my book, The Worshipper After the Father's Heart, I would like to recommend that.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I have an event. I do an annual worship event, which is in its third year of running here in the UK, titled For the Groom. And that's For the Groom. We know who the bridegroom is, Jesus Christ. And that this event is happening on the 7th of November, which is the very day that I'll be releasing my sixth album. But before then, I have another video release that's coming up from this same album. So there's a lot going on.
That's great.
You know, there's a lot going on. But what can I say? People can contact me. Or can I just go ahead and do that?
Yes,
just tell
ahead.
Them how
yep,
they can.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep,
I'm on Facebook, Isabella Melodies. I have a page on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, Isabella Melodies again. I am on Instagram, Isabella Melodies. And I make it a point of duty, as busy or whatever is going on, I try to respond and I try to, you know, keep in touch with people who may want to contact me. Myself, my husband, we are in ministry. My husband's a pastor as well, so I'm a pastor as well. So we both pastor here, and actually he also in Nigeria. So, you know, I'm available. I love the Lord with all my heart, and I love His people. And for me, it's wider than music. I do minister in songs, but I do minister in the Word. And for me, you know, ministry goes deeper and wider than the music.
Oh, that's great. That's amazing. It really, truly is, you know. All right. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to your album dropping. So we're going to be on the lookout for that November 7th.
Oh,
so make sure you watch Isabella. Make sure you watch her timelines. All right. Make sure you grab that. All right, Isabella, before you leave out, why don't you go ahead and take us on into Jesus Is Here.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. I just want to say to whoever is listening, listen, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is you're going through, whatever the situation is, it could be your health, it could be finance, it could be your family, it could be your children, it could be your marriage, your job, your business, your ministry. Whatever you're going through, remember, Jesus is only a prayer away. So I want to present to you a song that the Lord inspired me to write, titled Jesus Is Here. It just work with that consciousness that no matter the situation, Jesus is right there. Just call on Him. He will answer you. Right, so listen, enjoy Jesus Is Here by Isabella.
Amen.